Now, Brother George Compton, an elder from the Grand Prairie Crystal Ridge Congregation, will develop the next part of the symposium, Be a Courageous Publisher.
So are you a publisher of the good news? Well, if so, you are to be commended. You are sharing in a life-saving work that Jehovah God has commanded us to do. But as important as it is, do you find this work to be easy? Well, probably not. Many of us find it to be quite a challenge, don't we? So what specific challenges do you face as a Kingdom publisher? Well, you may come across apathy. Many people simply tell us we're not interested when we try to share the good news with them. Or you may find some hostility in the ministry. There's people that become angry with us, even abusive, when we try to share the good news. When we meet those kind of responses, it really requires courage for us to keep going in our ministry, doesn't it? But besides responses like that, are there certain aspects or certain forms of the ministry that you find to be particularly challenging, intimidating maybe? For example, think of the public witnessing, heading out with the carts in public areas. Or think of informal witnessing maybe, thinking of speaking to a workmate or a schoolmate about your beliefs. Are there aspects of the ministry that you personally find to be intimidating? Well, if so, how can you act in harmony with today's theme, all the more courage to speak the word of God fearlessly? Well, in the following video, note how a publisher responded when she was faced with a choice that required courage.
I thought that only those with an abundance of mature knowledge and experience did special metropolitan public witnessing. I thought, I can't do it. I'm too young. Still, I decided to send in the application. I received the invitation in the mail within a month. I suddenly felt really insecure and afraid. So I prayed to Jehovah, I can't do this yet. I thought I wouldn't be able to participate in this type of service feeling that way. So I prayerfully did research to find some material that would help me. I found an article about Moses. It was an article that stressed that even if we think we aren't able to carry out an assignment, with Jehovah's power, we can. I also heard a talk that used Jeremiah 20, verse 7. I was encouraged when it said, even though you might feel you can't do something, if Jehovah gives you the power to do it, then you can do it. Actually, Jehovah saw my potential and gave me the courage to perform this service, even though I thought it was beyond my ability. I am being shown time and time again that Jehovah draws people who are sincerely interested in the Bible to the carts. I've even experienced helping people make a request for a Bible study using my smartphone. I am really able to grow thanks to this ministry and gain more joy from Jehovah than I ever thought possible.
So isn't that an encouraging example of how our sister responded when she was faced with a choice that required courage? Initially, she was very intimidated by this new assignment, wasn't she? But what did she do? Well, she actually did the same thing that Paul and Silas did in the account that's recorded for us at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 2. Please turn there with me. 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 2. And as we read this account together, see if you can pick out here what the challenge was that Paul and Silas faced that required courage for them to continue. It says, "For although we had first suffered and been insolently treated in Philippi, as you know, we mustered up boldness by means of our God to tell you the good news of God in the face of much opposition." So do you think Paul and Silas needed courage to carry out their ministry? Definitely. It tells us here that they faced intense opposition to their preaching work. So what did they do? Well, it says here that they mustered up boldness by means of our God. And to help us understand that, if you look at the footnote for boldness, is actually courage. So they mustered up the courage that they needed to continue in their assignment by means of Jehovah. And that's exactly what our sister in the video did too. So now, think of ourselves. How can you and I, similarly, muster up courage to continue in our ministry by means of Jehovah? Well, there's actually four specific things that we can do. Let's read the first one together at 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 11. So that's 1 Peter 4. And when you find it there, let's start by reading about halfway down in verse 11. It says there, "If anyone ministers, let him do so as depending on the strength that God supplies." That's exactly what our sister did, isn't it? She depended on the strength that God supplies. But how specifically did she do that? Well, when she said in the video that she felt very insecure and afraid, what was the first thing that she did? She turned to Jehovah in prayer. And that's exactly what we need to do. Turn to Jehovah. Rely on Him. Ask Him for His Holy Spirit to help us to have courage in our ministry. Now, what's the second thing that we can do to be courageous? Well, remember that Jehovah has chosen you and He's equipped you for this work that He's assigned you to do. So how is that? How has Jehovah equipped you for this work? Well, just think of our sister again. What did she do? Well, after she initially prayed to Jehovah, the very next thing she did was turn to His Word, the Bible. She read and studied on different accounts of ones in ancient times that required courage to carry on their assignments. That equipped her with what she needed to build up her own courage and carry out her new assignment. So do you think that we can do that too? Yeah, absolutely. Read and meditate on God's Word regularly. Fully absorb the meaning and the importance of God's Word. Doing so will really affect our innermost thoughts and our feelings and really help us to view the ministry as a privilege. And that, in turn, will build up our courage as a publisher. Now, what's the third way that we can build up our courage? Well, think of the scene in the video where our sister finally did head out in the ministry with the carts. Was she alone? No. The scene actually showed several brothers and sisters working together in that assignment. And similarly, the Apostle Paul drew strength from working along with such zealous companions as Barnabas, Silas, Priscilla, Aquila. Working along with experienced publishers can really help us to build up our courage in the ministry too. Now, the fourth thing we can do is to share in the ministry as often as possible. Frequent participation in the ministry will really help you to feel more at ease and help you to speak with courage. 1 Corinthians 1 and 31 tells us to boast in Jehovah. What do you think that means? Well, we are proud to have Jehovah as our God, aren't we? We boast in the privilege of knowing Jehovah and being used by Him to assist others, to learn about Him, to learn the truth. So as you accomplish your ministry in Jehovah's strength, you will have reason to boast in Jehovah as a courageous publisher.